was less talk this week about the Broncos' rush defense, and that very well should have been the case. The Broncos held Willie Parker to 93 yards on 21 carries, neutralizing a key component to one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL. The Broncos need to just keep improving and adjust to the scheme, and they've been happy with their progress.
Excellent first half. After the first drive, they shouldn't have gotten a third down and long when we had the blitz on. But after that, we played an excellent first half. A little clean up as far as, especially on third down in the red zone, we needed in the second half to shut the scores down. But there was much improvement in the running game.
Well, for the most part, you know, we stepped up in the running game. You know, Willie didn't have, I think he only had like two runs where, you know, he had like a good game. But for the most part, you know, we were disguising our coverages, you know, showing them the guys different looks. And it starts with us with stopping the run. And that's what we did. You know, I think he had like 90-some yards, but still that's an improvement. From the weeks before, you know, they didn't really have big, you know, plays over 40, 50 yards. And for us to be successful, that's what we have to do, is to stop the run, force these guys to throw the football, for us to be successful. And that's, you know, when they do that, you know, our chance of making plays are real high.
We need to keep improving. I think we were much better versus Pittsburgh. Important thing, we got to win, but we can play a lot cleaner football, and we're going to need to beat a good team like Green Bay.
This week against Green Bay presents a unique challenge. One team struggles against the run, and another struggles to run the football. The Broncos hope Green Bay will have a difficult time, but they expect the Packers to come right after the Broncos' D.
You know, that's first every week is to stop the run. You know, Green Bay going to come in here, and they're going to run the ball, you know, despite, you know, what people might think their game plan might be. You know, they're a zone running team, and, you know, zone blocking schemes can give you a lot of trouble sometimes if you're not sound in your technique. So I think they're going to come in here and run the ball. You know, we just got to be sound, you know, fundamentally.
You know, I know that they're coming off a bye week, and they know to be successful, you know, at some point this year they're going to need to run the ball. So I'm sure they've worked on that during their bye week. And you know, I expect to see it. You know, it's a lot of people saying, well, they just aren't even going to try. You know, I don't think that. I think they're going to come out, try to establish it. We need to be up to that challenge.
The Broncos undoubtedly will not face the rushing attack they have seen the past two games. But the Packers will look to improve, just as the Broncos have on defense. The Broncos will need to be ready. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.